With us right now, State Representative Mandy Wright. Been a busy session down in Madison, the special session just complete, but there's a couple of other things we haven't heard much about. One of them, something called Lindsay's Law. What's that all about?
Lindsay's Law is something we've newly proposed based on a very specific circumstance that happened to a woman named Lindsay in Wisconsin. There is already something that exists called the Crime Victims Fund, and if you are the victim of a crime, you can apply with the DOJ, Department of Justice, for some funds based on your crime. So right now, though, as it stands, that the ability to receive any funds as a victim of a crime expires after a year, and you have to have reported that crime 5 days after it happened. We want to expand the possibility for victims to receive funds simply for mental health services, and specifically if you're a sexual assault victim or a victim of human trafficking, because oftentimes those are the types of crimes that people don't really start to come to terms with until much later in their lives. And as long as it falls within the statute of limitations for the prosecution of those crimes, you can apply for funds for mental health services if you are a victim of one of those crimes.
Wouldn't it also be true that some of the victims are afraid to report some of these things, and it may take much longer to get it into the system of prosecution?
Oh, absolutely. Oftentimes, you know, unfortunately, I can speak with some personal experience here. So oftentimes, childhood victims of sexual assault, maybe it's recorded, maybe, but, you know, there are difficulties in recording it. Lots of times kids don't know how to advocate for themselves, so it may never be reported. And even if it is, it may be that the families don't understand how to access the DOJ funds or may not be interested in pursuing access to the DOJ funds. And so lots of times these victims really have issues that resurface as adults, as they start their own families, as they have different kinds of relationships, and if there really is no access to mental health services, it seems a real disservice to adult victims of these crimes.
If I understand correctly, this measure just recently introduced by you, Evan Goyke, and on the other side of the building, Senator Julie Lasso. Where are we in the process with this?
It was sent out for co-sponsorship 2 days ago, so it's very early, but all reports are positive. The Sexual Assault Network in Wisconsin is supportive, and so we are looking forward to gaining a lot more support as word gets out and as we talk about it, because we feel it's a very reasonable, relatively inexpensive modification to a program that already exists.
This sounds like one of those issues where it's not even a Democratic or a Republican issue. This is a people issue, and you probably get a lot of support. Do you think so?
Yeah, we're very hopeful. This is not a partisan issue at all, really. And so we're very hopeful that this is something common sense we can do for the good people of Wisconsin.
Something else that's happened recently, some tax issues. You just had the special session down there, but I understand the historic tax credit legislation passing. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was very exciting, actually. So the historic tax credit already exists. People who are working on historic buildings can receive a state-level tax credit of 10%. That's relief of the tax bill as pertaining to the work that they're doing on the historic building. That's 10% relief. So this bill just changes that to 20% relief. And it actually has pretty serious implications. When I talk to local experts who, you know, we have a wonderful historical society and a lot of people who have worked very hard to maintain, particularly Wausau, but many of our surrounding facilities, they were very excited because right away eyebrows popped up and they said, oh, maybe this will be what we can finally use to really revive the Wausau Club and the Fromm Family Farm. This should be really helpful. So I also am very hopeful that this will help move us in the right direction in making those facilities productive and therefore giving back to the community and in the end contributing more taxes.
Now, to qualify for something like this, I would imagine the building has to meet certain specifications, certain age, other qualifiers, correct?
Absolutely, and it follows all the same guidelines as the previous historic tax credit. It's just that it's increased to 20% instead of 10% for relief.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, thank you very much for your time.